Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K Equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K Equipment online auction, May 5th in Enid.
It seems like for at least the time being, we're pushing back pretty hard on drought conditions here in the Southern Great Plains with recent rains, but it's been the drought issues that have really driven our cattle numbers here in places like Texas and Oklahoma primarily, New Mexico to some extent as well, and even our neighbors in Kansas and Missouri. According to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, the drought mindset has a lot of times trumped what producers have wanted to do on rebuilding the mama cow herd.
Certainly the last 3 years has been the drought. You can lay it at that door, not only from the standpoint of what we see and where we see those changes taking place that coincide for the most part with the drought, but I think when you look at the heifer things we've tried to do the last few years, I think it's pretty clear that producers' intentions were somewhat different than what the reality was that they had to deal with. And so I don't think producers through this whole, certainly in the last 3 years through the drought, have had a liquidation mindset. I think they've been ready to expand. I think they were aware that we were smaller than we needed to be. They just physically haven't been able to put together that expansion. And so there's a certain amount of pent-up expansion, if you will, in where we find ourselves today. And that may explain, again, this what I called a spike bottom, this rapid transition from liquidation to expansion, I think makes sense in that context.
That spike off the bottom that Dr. Peel is referring to could be seen real clearly earlier this year when we had an increase in beef cow numbers in Texas, Oklahoma especially, and a retention of beef heifers with the hope of getting those incorporated into the beef cow herd here this year if the weather's ripe. Looks like the weather may be right. Rain's helping us out quite a bit. And the question becomes at that point, do you hang on to those females and rebuild, or do you take the money, the market prices, and run?
You know, I think that's a very important question. And again, when you throw in this issue of the age dynamics or the age demographics of our industry right now, older producers, you know, really have to make that decision for themselves of whether they're in for another go-round here or whether they're going to take advantage of this as an opportunity to get out and then implement that. And that's really the key. From an industry standpoint, it sounds callous to say this, and I don't mean it that way, but it doesn't matter who's doing it. What we're worried about at the industry level is that it gets done. But for the individual producers, very much a question of who's going to do it. And so, and depending on how that plays out, that can have an impact on the overall productivity and really the speed with which things happen in this industry over the next few years.
The accelerated climb off the bottom of our beef cow numbers that was seen in 2014 and illustrated in that January 1, 2015 cattle inventory report may be repeated at least to some extent, it looks like, here in 2015. That's a real possibility now. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex Production Sale, Saturday, May 2nd at the Ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.